Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yeshayahu, Perek Yud Beis. Again, following on the heels of one of the most amazing prakim in all of Tanakh, really, in Perek Yud Aleph, where we discussed what's going to be like in the time of Mashiach, Kimala Aretz Deas Hashem, Kamayim Liyam Achasim, and Vegar Zevim Keves, and we described the Melech HaMashiach, V'nacha Alav Ruach Hashem, the amazing thought that we say that pasuk describing Melech HaMashiach before Kriyas HaTorah on Yantif, because we dream about that level of clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're all going to have. And this perek, this short little perek, continues that discussion. This short little perek has a couple of famous psukim in it, as we will see. Six psukim in this perek. The Amarta Bayomahu. Yeshayahu Anavi says, on that day you will say, remember, Yeshayahu Anavi is talking thousands of years before, and it hasn't happened yet. But he's saying what we are going to say. The Amarta Bayomahu. Odecha Hashem ki anafta bi. Hashem, I thank you that you get angry with me. Yashov apcha usanachameini. Your anger has subsided, and I am comforted now with you. And obviously, the question is, I thank you, ki anaftabi. You have to thank him for the Yeshua. What do you mean, ki anaftabi? Right, so this is the idea that's mentioned by many. We'll mention it from the Beis Halevi in Parshas Bishalach. The Beis Halevi there quotes the Medrash, Oz Yashir Moshe, which is interesting, just the parallel. There's a pasuk in Oz Yashir, which is very similar to a pasuk in this week's this parak that we'll get to. Ki Aziv Azimraska Hashem by Hilu Lishua. Right? We have the same pasuk in Oz Yashir without the Shem Hashem, and here it is with the Shem Hashem. But we'll get to that about the Shem in a minute. Says the Beis Halevi's name of the Medrash. Amar Moshe, Ba'oz Chatasi She'amarti Ume'oz Basi L'daber El Paro, Heira La'amazeh. We know in the beginning of Shmos, in Perek Hei, Moshe Rabbeinu complains to Hashem and says, from the time I came to Paro, it's gotten worse. It's terrible. Why did you send me for? I didn't want to go. And in Oz, I'm doing tshuva. Oz Yashir Moshe. That's the Medrash in Parshas Bishalach. Not in Bishalach, but that's the Medrash that the Beis Halevi quotes in Parshas Bishalach. So what's the message? The same word, Uz. I complained to Paro with the word Uz, and now I sing to you with the word Uz. Says the Beis Halevi, Matikunuze, Tashira Namra Ba'oso Teva V'Lashon Shomar Mikodem. What is this? A word game? Rako Inyan. Tihine Mishahu Bitsar Chalila. Vakadosh Baruch Hu Ozra O Matzilo. If somebody, Rachmana Laslan, has a tzara, and Hashem saves them from the tzara, the nosein lakadosh baruch hu shevach vahodaya ala tova shasulo, and they give shevach to Hashem on the Yeshua. Yesh bazeh shnei ofanim v'chalukim heim harbe. There are two elements, two types of people, one might say. Imigar simchas hashala adem umashav shabeach l'shbo yisbarach hu raka vor tovaso shekibel v'atzalaso miatzar. A type of person, you thank Hashem for the Yeshua, you thank for the salvation. Really, I'm thinking deep down, I wish I didn't have to go through this. I don't know why Hashem did this for me, but you know what? He did it to me, so I'm glad that He saved me from it. That's one level. But really, ultimately, we have to try to have the mentality, though it's almost impossible sometimes, or maybe it is impossible sometimes, that we thank Hashem and we recognize that even the tzara and even the difficulty was for my benefit and was part of the divine plan. And we know that on a national level, right, we needed the Kor HaBarzel of Mitzrayim in order to become the Am HaNivchar, to have Maabad Har Sinai and to have all of the events afterwards. Aval Ashira Sha'amr Moshe Yisrael, says the Beis Halevi, the Az Yashir was Lo haya ikar simchasam al zeh shenitzolu. Rak ikar mit simchasam al zeh shezachu liosam hakli chayfetz. We were the kli that Hashem used to be misgadel umisbarach His name. And therefore, it's not just the shira on the Yeshua. It's a shira on the tzara, because they recognize that the whole process is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the message of the Uz. Uz, I'm using the same word, because now I realize even that Uz was part of the plan. I realize even the tzara and the difficulty, I'm giving shira on that too. And that's what he says. We say it to Tehillim, David HaMelech, Odecha ki ani sani, fatihi li lishua. Right? Odecha, I thank Hashem, and I recognize ki ani sani, that he afflicted me. What do you mean for the affliction? Yes, because in hindsight, we could hopefully have that attitude. And sometimes the hindsight is not in this world. Rachmana litzlan. There are many tragedies that we don't see in this world, the Odecha ki ani sani. We might know it in our head, but we can't express it. We say Dayan HaEmes, but there will come a time when it will all be atov hametiv. And that's what's being referred to in this pasuk. On that day of Mashiach, everything will be so clear. We'll be able to say, Otcha Hashem, ki anafta bi. All the tsaris, I thank Hashem, even for the anger, what appeared to be anger from you, Yeshov Abchos and Achameini, that's what I recognize. Rav Soloveitchik gave the beautiful mashal of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is, you have a beautiful tapestry, a beautiful carpet, gorgeous, beautiful colors, designs. Turn it over and look at the other, look at the bottom. You see strings all over the place and mix-ups and things, it looks disheveled. That's Olam Hazeh. Turn it over, it's Olam Haba, then it all makes sense. Then all the Anafta, and all of the Tsaris, and the Inisani, that's all part of the plan. And that's why Rav Soloveitchik also said in Al-Anisim, we say Al-Anisim, V'Al-Shuos, V'Al-Gviros, V'Al-Milchamos. Even the Milchamos is part of the divine plan. And that's what we recognize. As we recognize everything is part of it, right? That's even a Rashi in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, not the end, Daf Lamed Aleph, where Rashi says, explaining the Gemara there, where in the Prakim and Tehillim, we don't say Kina La Asaf, we say Mizmar La Asaf. Even about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu took his anger out on the Eitzim Bavanim and not on a Bnei Yisrael themselves. Shekila Kodesh Baruch Hu Chamaso Beis HaVanim Shebebeisa Umitoch Kach Hosir Pleita BeYisrael Shemali Kach Lo Nishtai Mitzoni Yisrael Saridu Paldit. If Hashem didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash, He would have destroyed us, and that would have been much worse. That would have been, we would have been finished. So that's all part of it, that we can look back and feel it. So that's Ot Hashem, that's what we daven for. What a tefillah this is. We daven for this. We should have the day that it's all understood. It's all, we can give hodah for everything. Ot Hashem ki anafta bi, Yeshov Abchos and Achameini. And now we continue. Now we have the Havdalah Psukim. Hinei kel Yeshua si, Eftach velo Evchad. Hashem is my Yeshua. Eftach velo Evchad. I have bitachon and I don't fear. And then we have the pasuk very similar to Az Yashir, Ki Aziv Azir Masya Hashem Vayihili Lishua. That's the difference. There's a Shem Hashem in this pasuk that's not in the previous pasuk. What is that meant to teach us? That it's exactly parallel, but in the future we add in Shem Hashem. So Rashi quotes. Rashi quotes the Chazal here. He quotes the same Chazal in the end of Parshas B'Shalach. That in Olam Hazeh, in this world, until the Shmo Shel Amalek is eradicated, until Amalek is destroyed, then the Shem Hashem is not going to be complete. Right? Rashi quotes, Uma palasa v'cheinu omer ki yad al keiska. That's why at the end of Shmos, it doesn't say kisei describing Hashem's throne. The olive is left out because Hashem's throne is not full. Right? That means the Kiddush Hashem in the world is not complete because there's a Amalek in the world and everything that he stands for. Ein Akisei Shalem Ein Hashem Shalem Achetei Milchama Lashem BaMalek. But eventually, the Shem Hashem will be back, and that's why our Pasuk has the same exact Pasuk as Az Yashir, but with Shem Hashem added. We noted in Shabbos Shuvah, we discussed this a little bit. There's an unbelievable comment of the Klei Yakar. Klei Yakar says, the Pasuk that we say in Yehi Chavod, Iva lemoshav lo. Quote a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Beis. Iva lemoshav lo. Kivah Hashem b'tzion. Kivach Hashem b'tzion. Iva lemoshav lo. There's a desire lemoshav lo. Aleph vav hey. The Klei Yakar writes in Parshas Vayeshev. Those are the three letters that are missing from the pasuk of the Shalach of Kiyod al Kais Ka. Kais is missing the aleph, and then Ka instead of Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's missing the vav and the hey. So Iva. When we have that desire, such a deep desire to get it back, and that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove the Zaro Shel Amalek and bring Mashiach. That's Iva Lemoshav Lo. Ki Osios Iva Mimalim Hashem V'Hakisei. Says the Klei Yakar in Vayeshev. Lamed Ches Chav Ches. And that's what's being referred to here. That Rashi quotes that the Shem Hashem eventually, and the Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does that mean for us? It means that the fact that the whole world will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is what's going to be in the future. The Malbim here refers to a thought that we mentioned a couple of years ago, something that he mentioned, says in Sefer Yehoshua too. Again, an amazing. Again, it's said by others, but I'll read it to you from the Malbim. The Malbim says there's a difference between two words in Hebrew, in the Bible. There's a difference between Ezra and Yeshua. They both mean help and salvation, but says the Malbim, Ezra means that the person who's getting help has got to do it himself. He's got to do a lot of it himself. There's an Ozer, but still, the person has to be very involved. A Yeshua means the Moshiach, the Savior, is basically doing everything. And the one who's being saved is not doing much. That's the difference between Ezra and Moshiach. And there's different times in history that Hashem does both, right? What do we say in Shmon Esrei? Melech Ozer uMoshiach uMagen. Right? We mention both of them. Sometimes Hashem is an Ozer, sometimes he's a Moshiach. Amazing. It's obvious once he says this, but the two great leaders that took us into Eretz Yisrael, the two times were Yehoshua and Ezra. Right? Yehoshua, the first time, basically Hashem did everything. The walls of Yericho fell down, and there was Tishtavos, but Hashem was so involved. In the days of Ezra, it was mostly Bnei Yisrael themselves. They were building, and it was a much lower level. Because we weren't zocha to the amazing Nisim. But that's the difference between Ezra and Yeshua. Says the Malbim, that's why here, when it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved, so he's doing everything that it's done. It's not that we deserve it or we are involved. Hine kel Yeshuasi. At that time when Mashiach comes, it's all Hashem. And therefore it's going to be eternal. That's why he's not called Ezrasi here. He's called Yeshuasi because that's going to be the ultimate eternal redemption. And therefore, the term Yeshua is used. That's why on Motzi Shabbos, we mention this as well as we will talk about in a moment. You know, let's mention it. You know, let's keep going, and then we'll mention it in a couple of minutes about why these psukim are used for Abdullah. Let's continue. Ushaavte mayim b'sason mimayne ha'yeshua. Next phrase. Ushaavte mayim. You shall pour water or draw water. Draw water in sason mimayne ha'yeshua. What does this mean? So the Radak says that a well, when you draw water, a well is overflowing, and you just keep going and keep going, keep getting more and more water. That's what bracha is going to be like when Mashiach comes. It's going to be unending. Kein lo tifsok mehem ha-bracha v'yeshua. It's going to be it's infinite. The bracha that we're going to have is going to be amazing, says the Radak. The Targum, and Rashi quotes the Targum, that mayim here, as the Gemara says in Baba Kama, ain mayim el Torah. It means you will draw water in Torah. There will be unbelievable Torah, as was mentioned. This is building on the pasuk in the previous parak of the pasuk of the Rama Med's Mishnah Torah with Kimala Haaretz Deas Hashem Kamayim Layam Chasim, and that's what's being referred to here—the unbelievable amount of Torah—and that's what we daven for. V'sein Chalkeinu B'sarasecha. We know V'sham Navatcha, right? In the end of Shmona Esrei, we daven for our chelik of Torah, because when we have such clarity of vision, that's when we will see it. The Rinas Yitzchak, very creative thought, puts together two Rambams and comes up with something based on this pasuk of Ushav Tamayim Besasa. The Rambam says, again, it's a Rambam that the Ravid is very upset about. The Rambam says at the end of Hilchas Megillah that when Mashiach comes, all Nach is going to be Batel. All Nach is going to be Batel. Right, maybe not Megillas Esther, but Kol Sifrei Neviim Oksuvim Matzinim Libadlei Moza Mashiach, says the Rambam. And the Ravid says, Lo Yevatel Davar Mikol HaSvarim, Shein Sefer, Shein Bo Limud. What are you talking about? Every Sefer teaches us something. So, Kfar Biru, but Achronim, he quotes, Seva Das HaRambam. The Gemara tells us in Tainus on Daf Tes, Mi Ika Midi, Diksivi Beksuve Delo Remizi Ba'oraisa. Meaning, Rashi explains there, very important Rashi, Tainus Tesimon Aleph. Rashi says, all messages of Nach are found in the Torah. You just got to search for them. You got to read between the lines of the Torah, and then you can figure out the messages. So says the Rinas Yitzchak, when Mashiach comes, we're going to have such das and understanding, we're going to be able to get the messages from the Torah itself. That's why we won't need the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, because those messages will be built in, and we will draw. Draw means delve into deeply. That's this pasuk. Ushavte mayim b'sason, like the Rambam says at the end of Malachim and in Hilchos Shuvah, like we read last time, that there will be such amazing chachma in the world, and the Melech Mashiach will be give it the top shear, right? It'll be a chacham yoser mishlamo amelech, right? That's part of what Rashi says here. The amazing Torah that will be prevalent in the time of Mashiach. This pasuk of Ushatamay Mesason obviously is we also say it refers to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Gemara in Sukkah relates it to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, but the pasuk itself is about Yemos HaMashiach, which means that we know that Yerushalmi tells us that at Simchas Beis HaShoeva they were Shoev Ruach HaKodesh. It was an unbelievable spiritual experience because that was a bechina of Olam Haba. That was a bechina of Yemos HaMashiach. That's why this pasuk in context is referring to Yemos HaMashiach. But in Olam Hazeh, Chazal take it to mean the celebration of the water ceremony, the Nisach HaMayim that took place on Sukkot. So that means that ceremony is is connecting us to the future. There's a somewhat humorous story on the surface, Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Memches, where this pasuk is quoted. The Gemara says that there was a machlokas between two heretics, Sason and Simcha. There was a machlokas between them. Sason says to Simcha, I'm greater than you. Because it says, Sason v'Simcha yasigu. Simcha says, I'm greater than you. Simcha v'Sason la'Yehudim. There's all machlokas between them. Who's greater? Sason or Simcha? Finally, one of them goes, Sason goes to Rabbi Avahu. And says, Rabbi Avahu, in the future, you're going to bring me water. Why? Our pasuk, Ushafta mayim b'Sason. Rabbi Avahu says back to him, if the pasuk says ushafta mayim lisason, then it would mean I would give you water. But because it says bisason, that means that you're going to become a canteen, a jug, and I'm going to pour water into you. And I'm going to drink from you. What does that mean? That's the Gemara. So obviously there's something deep going on here. What's the message? Well, many of the Bali Musar say, Sason and Simcha, the heretical views, they represent that happiness is the ultimate goal. Right, what does it say? The pursuit of happiness. The ultimate goal is the pursuit of happiness. We don't believe that. We believe happiness is a means. Simcha is a means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. Simcha. Then I can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu probably. Atzvus is the Yetzirah. But Simcha. So it's not lisason like you're saying. Ushafta mayim bisason. Now the pasuk says with sason. I'm showing mayim. That might mean Torah. That whatever all of the symbolism that we just said. But it's bisason. It's not lisason. And that's what you have to be medayik closely in the pasuk. Okay, there's more, but we'll continue. Va'amartim bayamahu. And now Yeshayahu Hanavi continues and says, you will say on that day, Hodu Lashem, we start off every day with this, Hodu Lashem kiru v'shmo, Hodiu v'amim alilosav. Hodu Lashem, be moded to Hashem, kiru v'shmo. We start up Tugas Zimra with that pasuk every day. Why? Because that's what we, when we're davening, we have to try to have that clarity, which is really ultimately going to exist in the future. But that's how we start off davening. Hodiu v'amim alilosav. We have to tell all the nations, all the other nations of the world also, alilosav, of all of Hashem's actions. The Malbim says, the Teva, the Nais, all of Hashem's actions we have to spread. Why is it our job? Well, that's what it says in the Torah. Right? It says in the Torah, in Sefer Shmos, in Parshas Yisro, Vatem Tiuli, Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. We have to be a kingdom of priests and a nation, a holy nation. And there's different pshatim exactly what that is, but it's some type of leadership role. Rashi says there on the pasuk, sarim. We have to be princes, right? Princes to act in a princely way. The Sfarno says we have to be teachers. Mamlechas kohanim lahavin ulahorot l'chol amina enoshi. Likro kulam b'shem Hashem. We have to be teachers, but that's part of our job as a nation, and that's what we will fulfill in completely when Mashiach comes. We will tell everybody, Hodiyu b'amim alilosav. There's also a wonderful Rambam, where the Rambam says, part of Avas Hashem is telling everybody else how great Hashem is, and showing everybody how great Hashem is. The Rambam says in Mitzvah Gimel, the third mitzvah in Sefer HaMitzvos, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. After talking about what is the ultimate Avas Hashem, the Rambam has a different focus in Yesod HaTorah, where there he talks about nature, and here he talks about looking in the Torah. Shetzivano la'ahavo yisaleh v'zeh, shenisponein v'naskil mitzvosav, upu'ulosav ad shenasigeyu. We have to think about his mitzvos. V'nisaneg b'hasagaso tachlis atayinuk. We have to have unbelievable enjoyment. That's Avas Hashem. And then a little later he says, v'kfar amru semitzvah zu kolelas gamkein. This mitzvah of Avas Hashem also includes Shenidrosh v'nikra ha'anashim kulam la'avodosu yispara yisale ulahaminbo. Get other people to be psyched and excited about Torah and Hashem. V'zeh ki kashetahav adam tasim libcha ala v'tishabcheyu utvakesh ha'anashim lehovoto. Right? If I love something, I want other people to love it too. I want to spread it. And that's part of Avas Hashem. And that's what Avram Avinu did. Ahaveyu al habrios. Ka'avraham avinu avicha shereemar v'sanefesh asher asu b'charon. That's part of Avas Hashem, and that's what the Navi is describing here. Kiru v'shmo, call out in Hashem's name. Odiyu b'amim alilosav. Tell everybody how great he is. Has kiru ki nisgav shemo. Mention that his name is so sublime. Zamru Hashem, sing. Rav Schwab points out that there's no lamed here. It doesn't say zamru l'Hashem. Just zamru Hashem, sing God. What does that mean? We'll be on such a level that everything we sing, it'll be as if Hashem is talking. As Chazal says, Shechina medaberes mitoch grono. It'll be so natural for us to be connected. It won't be Zamru LaHashem, but we'll be in the zone. Zamru Hashem, as if with Hashem. Ki Geus Asa, because he will have done so much. Muda Azos Bechal Haaretz, it will be known throughout the land. And finally, the last pasuk. Tzahali Varoni Yosheves Sion. This whole parak is our songs, right? Exult and sing Yosheves Sion Ki Gadol Bekir BeKadosh Yisrael, because Kadosh Yisrael Hakadosh Baruch Hu is great amongst you. And this is what we daven for. We daven for all of these psukim. Interesting. Why is it that we have a minog of saying all of these psukim on Motzi Shabbos, right? By Havdalah. There's a minog. Havdalah Meikra Din starts with Barei Pri Hagafen. These are all Simani Bracha. Simani Bracha. We know like in Beis HaAvel. Rachman al-Itzlan, Beis HaAvel, they don't say Pesukim of Hine Kel Yishuasi. You just start with Barei Pri Hagafen. Or in shul, different shuls, in shuls where they make Avdallah, some shuls have the minhag of not saying the Pesukim beforehand. The Aruch HaShulchan says, to teach the Hamonam, that's not part of Avdallah. That's just Simanim Tov, Simanim Tov, to start the week with, so to speak, on the right foot. But it's deeper than that. The tour in Hilchas Motzi Shabbos. The Torah quotes here, at the end of Simon, Reish Tzadi Hei, V'regilu Mahaskir Eliyahu Hanavi. On Motzi Shabbos, we talk about Mashiach, we quote these psukim. We don't realize it. We talk about Eliyahu Hanavi. But these psukim that every Jew says by Havdalah, that's about Mashiach. We just think that it's Aziv Zevahizhu Shatamayim B'sason. But Simon, nice psukim, because it's talking about Mashiach. So why do we focus on it then? So the Torah quotes the Manhig, one of the Rishonim, who says, Lefi Shuasid Levaser Ageula, because Eliyahu Navi is going to come announce the Geula, and the Gemara in Erevin says that Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. Muftach Len Yisrael Shein Eliyahu Ba Lo Ba'arvi Shabbosos V'lo Ba'arvi Yom Tovim. He can't come even on Erev Shabbos. Shabbos too. But he can't come on Erev Shabbos. People are busy. So that's why after 2 days of his not being able to come, Al-Kinanu Mispalalim Kivan Sha'avar HaShabbos V'yachol Lavo Shiyavo V'yavasreinu. Because we want him to come and to be Mavaser. That's why Eliyahu Hanavi has such a focus on Motzi Shabbos. And these psukim about Yemos HaMashiach is a central theme of what we do on Motzi Shabbos. Again, it's a little parak, six psukim, but as we see, it's jam-packed with what to say on it. And this really finishes. These two prakim, Parak Yud Aleph and Parak Yud Beis, are giving us a taste of what the last 20 prakim of Yishayahu are going to be about. We mentioned in the Hakdamah, from Parak Mem or so, till the end, it's all Nechama, and it's all about Yemos HaMashiach. These two prakim, in the middle of the other Churban Nevuos, give us a taste. But next parak, we'll get back to other Nevuos that Yishayahu Navi said about other nations that are going to take place in the future. Okay, we'll have to stop here.